Proverbs for the day, October the 6th, Proverbs 6 and verse 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. In the context of this devotion, it starts in verse 16, where he says, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that being swift and running to mischief." And then number seven, a false witness, six and seven, that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. And so let's look at this thing about the sower of discord in verse 19. The sower of discord in particular in the passage among brethren. Now the reason that's important is because we know that a whisper separates chief friends, our book of Proverbs tells us. And so it is not without significance that this is number seven. He that soweth discord among brethren. If you've ever worked with people or been around people or yourself had to deal with people, you know that this is something that pretty much happens all the time. The thing is, he tells us not to be one of those ones that does it. And the reason is this. Number one, Satan is the master sower of discord. Perhaps you have it pretty much visualized in your mind, or if you wish, if you're learning your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 3 for a minute, and let's just look at this for a moment. This is one of those truths, you get it down and remind yourself of it frequently. It'll help you a little bit. Satan is the master of sower of discord. In Genesis chapter 3, God has already, remade the earth. He's put life on it. He made Adam. He put Adam in a garden. He brought every animal before Adam, let Adam name them. As Adam did so, none of them hooked up with Adam. None of them met Adam's need. None of them became a mate, something that was meet for Adam. So the Lord looked and he said, "It's not good that man should be alone." And so he made Eve. He made Eve not out of the dirt. He made her from the side of Adam. Made her a different creature, so to speak. And made her a little bit softer. Not soft, but softer. He gave them many blessings. In fact, he gave them complete blessings, except he said, "Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." He didn't say that I will kill you in the day that you eat thereof. He said, "It'll kill you. It'll kill you." It'd be like telling a child, "You do not drink that bleach. It'll kill you." It'd be like telling somebody, "Don't touch that button. It'll blow up that bomb. It'll kill you." And so Lucifer, who had already fallen, comes in the character called the serpent, also seven letters. And he was more subtle than any beast of the field, Genesis 3:1. He was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said unto the woman, ready? "Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." You know what he did? He sowed discord between God. And if Adam was the communicator of God's rule to Eve, most likely was, major most likely, he's creating discord between Eve and God, and Eve and Adam. He gets between Eve and God. He gets between Eve and Adam. The Bible says Adam wasn't deceived. He didn't sow discord with Adam. He wasn't going to ever get away with that. Adam just made a choice to love Eve more than God at the time and die with her. In Genesis chapter 4, the Bible tells you many, many years later, it records for us that Cain was of that wicked one. In Genesis chapter 4, there's discord sown between Cain and Abel to the point that he gets Cain to kill his brother. Not disagree with him only. Not just say, "Well, I think you're crazy," or "I think, you know, you're missing out," but kill him. In Mark chapter 14, a woman brings her alabaster box of ointment, spikenard, very precious. She anoints the Lord Jesus Christ. Going to be the only one that gets to anoint him before his burial because he resurrects. And in the middle of this, we find in all the accounts put together, in the gospel accounts, that she is troubled because someone is sowing discord. He first comes, Judas Iscariot comes, and sows the discord in the hearts of the disciples toward her. Read your accounts. And then, he gets discord in her own heart about what she's doing. And it troubled her. Here's a woman doing the most amazing thing. So wonderful, so obedient to God, so loving of God that he said, I'm going to make this a memorial that will be spoken of throughout the world. And you know, truth of the matter is, that woman's story has been preached. I know I myself have preached it in 15 countries. It's been preached around the world, this woman's story. And yet in the middle of it, she was troubled. By who? By a sower of discord. You aware of him? You need to be. So Satan is the master sower of discord. And then Satan uses saints as the main target for discord. The saints are the main target for discord. Why? Saints are a brotherhood. He that soweth discord among what? Brethren. See, I guess for me, I just take this Bible so truly to know that the least surprising thing that can happen is that I find out that someone is sowing discord among brethren. That's the least amazing thing to me that I could find out. And the reason it is because that's what Satan does. And if he's going to do it anywhere, he's going to do it with saints, because saints are a brotherhood. Because we're a brotherhood under God as his sons, then we are the target for Satan to do this. We're a target for the master sower of discord. He's going to work at it. Now, he uses people to sow discord. So this is where we have to be careful. See, Satan is a master sower of discord. Saints are the main target. Now, who use lost, ready, or saved to sow discord? You need to get that. You need to be careful who you listen to. You need to be careful what it causes you to think. A whisperer separateth chief friends. There's times when you just are going to have to, as a believer, sadly enough, confess that you got duped, that you got zebed, the way Ziba deceived David about Mephibosheth when David was fleeing for his life. And that brings us to take a moment to remind ourselves that the Spirit of God is the restrainer of discord. You know, the Spirit of God will help you not to get Zebed and not to be a Ziba. Sometimes you might not be the author of discord. You're just spreading it along. You're just passing it on. And its effect is so strong that it separates chief friends. And as far as God's concerned, it's an abomination. An abomination to God is he that soweth discord among brethren. That's an amazing statement. To me, it's a sobering statement. Now look, believers have to be truthful. Believers have to be aware. Believers have to be honest. Believers often have to deal with things that are serious in nature. But let us remember to go carefully to be sure that what is being said or heard does not come under this category of discord. Would you mark it in your own life and say, Lord, help me to be aware, number one, of any place that I might be a sower of discord. Help me, number two, not to be one, because the Spirit of God is the restrainer of discord. Ask the Holy Spirit to put a watch guard in your mouth and to remind you, to smite you, to control your own mouth. He'll do that for us. And then be aware. Be aware of the whisperer. Someone who just says something just subtly and quietly and puts it in your mind and heart. Beware of your own heart and mind sowing discord towards authority. Because if we'll do that, we'll not only be able to allow God to strengthen brotherhood among saints, but we'll be able to avoid being an abomination to the Lord. He that soweth discord among brethren.